local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Dr. Bill's forecast on the way in just a second. And a program note, since we just came off the promo for the outdoor show that runs tomorrow at 7 o'clock. A guest on the show, Director of Alabama Marine Resources, Scott Bannon. Some proposed changes coming to size and limits, possible limits, but for size restrictions for flounder and speckled trout. They right now are having these open hearings where people are voicing their opinions on this. Also, that's part of the discussion. A reef fish, it's a stamp or an additional stamp on your license if you're fishing offshore. You're going to fish snapper, grouper, trigger fish. That's coming up as well. There's three big changes: flounder regulations, speckled trout, and that offshore reef stamp. Those three are being discussed, and we talk about that tomorrow morning with Scott Bannon, Director of Alabama Marine Resources. That show is FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors with Mike Ward and myself. Starts at 7. If you don't catch it, the podcast pops up about 8:30 or so when I can get it posted. You can check it out there, or it plays again throughout the weekend. 7:06, Dr. Bill's forecast up next. Now we'll check the sour ride in with Kane.
From the spring of Toyota.com traffic center, eastbound I-10, just outside the George Wallace Tunnel, 18-wheeler on its side, completely blocking the tunnel. It's been like that since 10:30. We've got other accidents as well. I-10 eastbound between 65 and DIP, Dolphin Street in Jackson, Three Notch in McDonald, and Airport in Albertson, all into roadways. The South Alabama baseball team hosting Texas State in a weekend series at Stanky tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Get your tickets online at usajaguars.com. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for occasional showers. It will be cooler with temperatures in the lower 60s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with occasional showers and highs in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, 7:08, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You got that list of honeydews. Does it include getting rid of the junk, getting organized in your home, or maybe it's your office? Maybe a storage unit that you pay on every month, but you haven't yet gone and seen what's in there for a year or two. Save the money every month, get rid of the junk, and do that with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. That's my buddy Trey Bennett and his crew. They do Mobile County, Baldwin County, commercial properties, residential properties. They even go up the creaky attic ladder stairs. Air thing to get stuff out of your attic. They can get stuff around. They'll take a swing set. If you got a swing set in the backyard you want to get rid of, that's fine. You got big junk, you need it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And they make that appointment on an actual day and an actual time, not some spectrum. They know you have a busy schedule as well. So call, make that appointment, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, or go online and check them out at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Now let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Breaking news overnight as dozens are killed in shootings overseas. 49 people have been killed and 48 are right now being treated at a hospital after a terrorist attack on two mosques in New Zealand. Police there say a 28-year-old man has been charged with murder and is due to appear in court Saturday morning. Here's what we know when it comes to the latest, as the prime minister there says, quote, this can only be described as a terror attack. Police say that one man that I've already mentioned has been charged with murder and several IEDs, quote, made safe after being found attached to vehicles. And people there are encouraged to stay indoors as the situation is ongoing. We'll keep you posted throughout the morning as to more information when it comes to this breaking news, international news happening that the world is watching. Back here in Alabama, two more Alabama prison inmates have died behind bars. On Thursday, the Alabama Department of Corrections confirmed the deaths of Rashad Morissette, he was 24 years old, and Quentin Few, he was 27 years old. As for Morissette, he was serving a three-year sentence on a third-degree burglary conviction in Mobile County. He was found unresponsive in a housing area that morning. ADOC confirms that he took his own life. The medical staff performed CPR, but they were unable to revive him. An autopsy is scheduled to be performed to determine the exact cause of death. As for Quentin Few, he was killed at the Bibb County Correctional Facility in Brent. He was stabbed around 2 p.m. and died as a result of his injury. Few was serving a 20-year sentence for a 2019 conviction on first-degree robbery. A 31-year-old suspect has been identified as Terrence Griffin. Griffin, who is serving a life without parole sentence on a 2011 murder conviction in Tuscaloosa County, now faces this additional capital murder charge. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by State Farm agent Allison Horner, educating the Alabama Gulf Coast about their home, auto, and life insurance needs since 2007 with the utmost integrity. Call Allison Horner today at 666-1616.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A Santa Rosa County deputy is recovering after being hit by a car. Two people remain in the Santa Rosa County jail charged with the crime. Arthur Buchholz is charged with hit and run, eluding police, and aggravated battery. The other suspect, Amber Holder, faces an aggravated battery charge as well. The two were trying to pick up a child at the T.R. Jackson Pre-K Center, but weren't authorized to do so. When the deputy tried to stop their car, he was hit as they sped away.
He's doing about 40 miles an hour. I don't know how fast he was going, but it was what it looked like.
The deputy was being treated at a hospital. Three people are in custody following a police chase that started in Mobile Thursday night. It ended in Pritchard near Dunlap Circle and Wilson Avenue. No word if there were any injuries. Police have not yet identified the people arrested. The 67th Annual Arts and Crafts Festival kicks off in Fairhope this morning. More than 600 people applied for a coveted spot there, but only about 250 made the cut. The event gets national attention. There's no parking in the major downtown streets. The festival starts at 10 o'clock. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Fairhope was founded as a model community, promising equality and cooperation. 9 years later, Century Bank began with a similar philosophy: treat people fairly and with respect. Now Century Bank is proud to open our newest location in Fairhope at 861 Edwards Avenue. Come celebrate our grand opening this month. We'll have great prizes and giveaways. Plus, we'll be collecting food items for our friends at Prodigy Pantry. Century Bank. We take banking personally. Member FDIC.
At Hardee's, we change deals forever. Deals used to be a way to get rid of the unpopular stuff. Well, Hardee's thinks deals should sell the best stuff for $2.49, which is why this Hardee value serves up a juicy charbroiled bacon double cheeseburger, our hot ham and cheese, or hand-breaded chicken in our Southern-style tender sandwich, each for only $2.49. One day, historians will look back on this Hardee value as a turning point for deal variety and quality. Historians like to make a big deal out of big deals. Hardee's, because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time after regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending. And yet, you must continue the battle against dirt. Now, there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems. Tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 7:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Auburn basketball is moving on to the SEC Tournament quarterfinals after they defeated number 12 seed Missouri yesterday 81-71. Senior Bryce Brown led Auburn with 17 points all in the second half, helping to end a four-year drought at the SEC Tournament for the Tigers. Auburn's last conference tournament win came back in 2015. Alabama's also headed to the quarterfinals after they staged a huge comeback to upset number 7 seed Ole Miss. The Tide were down 38-24 at halftime, but outscored Ole Miss 38-19 in the second half to pull off the upset and help their odds of getting into the NCAA tournament. In the other games, number 8 seed Florida cruised past Arkansas 66-50, and Mississippi State easily handled Texas A&M 80-54. Today, the quarterfinals action begins at noon with number 8 seed Florida going against top-seeded LSU. Around 2:30, Auburn, who's the 5 seed in the SEC tournament, faces 4th seeded South Carolina. The Tigers lost their only matchup against the Gamecocks in the regular season 80-77. That game was played in South Carolina. The game will, of course, air right here on FM Talk 106.5. Hear Rod Bramlett and Sonny Smith on the call beginning with the pregame show at 2 p.m. That's immediately following Midday Mobile. At 6 p.m., Alabama faces a huge test in number 2 seed Kentucky. It's a battle between the lowest seeded team remaining and the 4-time SEC tournament defending champions. Tide upset Kentucky 77-75 in Tuscaloosa in their only meeting this season. And to wrap up the day at around 8:30, number 3 seed Tennessee takes on number 6 seed Mississippi State. Both the South Alabama Jaguars men's and women's basketball teams just keep on winning. The men's team upset Louisiana 70-69 after Roderick Sykes hit the go-ahead free throw with under 5 seconds to play, and the Raging Cajuns missed their final shot at the buzzer. Now the Jags are heading into the quarterfinals today to take on number 4 seed Texas State. That game is scheduled to begin at 5 p.m. in Lakefront Arena in New Orleans. The women's team went to overtime against their rival, Troy University, and proceeded to outscore the Trojans 18-5 in the extra period to win 87-74 and move into the tournament semifinals round. The 8th-seeded USA Jags will meet the 2nd-seeded UT Arlington Mavericks with a spot in the SBC Championship game on the line. They're scheduled to begin at around 2 p.m. today. South Alabama baseball and softball are both back on the field, beginning today with a three-game series against Texas State. The baseball and softball teams each play Game 1 tonight on their home fields. The softball game is scheduled to begin at 6, while the baseball game is set to begin at 6:30. And in NFL free agency news, the Oakland Raiders have released former Alabama and St. Paul's quarterback A.J. McCarron. McCarron will now test the free agency market. Oakland also released veteran wide receiver Jordy Nelson. Teddy Bridgewater is returning to the New Orleans Saints on a one-year deal. The backup quarterback was reportedly considering signing with his hometown Miami Dolphins. And the New York Giants signed wide receiver Golden Tate to a four-year $37.5 million deal. Hey, if you're looking for something to get into this weekend, the Spartan Race back in Saraland after a three-year hiatus. Mobile Sports Authority, City of Saraland, and Mobile County all proud to bring this back to our area. They're going to have the Super Spartan Race tomorrow. That's an 8 to 10-mile course with 25 obstacles. Then on Sunday, the Sprint Spartan on St. Patrick's Day. That's a little bit of an easier course, 3 miles with 20 obstacles. Also tomorrow and Sunday, kids age 4 to 13 can participate in the Spartans kids races. And if you don't want to race, we'll go on out to Saraland anyway. They've got music, entertainment, and festival challenges all day. That's tomorrow and Sunday, the Spartan races at 1199 Radcliffe Road in Saraland, Alabama. 718 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
Looking at the text line here, and a texter says, look, this is inspirational as can be. Running the Spartan Super tomorrow, I have lost 40 pounds since October.
Hey.
Since October. Wow. To get ready for this race. So thanks, Mobile Sports Authority, for bringing this race back.
That is great.
That's awesome. That's inspirational,
yeah,
as well.
Do they want to text them back? See if they'll train me.
I just did. So maybe two for one, because I'm trying to get in. So maybe they'll give us a deal for both of us. I ran one of those adventure races years and years ago.
How'd you do?
Well, we finished.
Nice.
We finished.
See,
well, we were last, but we finished because we had a team of people I worked with at the radio station. We were going to do this, and we kept delaying the training and delaying the training, and then it got so close to the event, we said, well, heck, we don't want to hurt ourselves training before the event. So we went and ran the race anyway and finished last. Now, they might have been packing up stuff and getting ready to shut down.
What are y'all doing here?
Across the finish line, but we finished that joker, darn it.
Yeah, the most important, well, any athlete knows you don't want to be, you know, work your body down before going into the race.
Correct.
So smart move on your part. If they put a cold beverage at the finish line, I think I can make it through any obstacle course.
That's for sure. No obstacle too big for a high stepper, for sure. 719, coming right back.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. Starting this year, couples who finalize their divorces will see a big change tax-wise. The new tax law eliminates the deduction for payers of alimony. Since alimony payers are almost always in a higher tax bracket than their exes, the new rules will mean less after-tax money to go around. Divorce lawyers were rushing to get judgments finalized for as many of their clients as they could last year. If you have a prenup, you may want to revisit it. Courts might have to consider how the law has changed since the contracts were created. I'm Alexis Leondis, Bloomberg Radio.
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnerships, even bigger. With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. Because with reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, you can focus on what matters most, getting business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers, and Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers, and Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for occasional showers. It will be cooler with temperatures in the lower 60s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with occasional showers and highs in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. As the active sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events, and unlike certain NFL game officials, we can see what's coming up. On Saturday, Sunday, March 16th, 17th in Saraland, the Mobile Sports Authority presents the Alabama Super Sprint Spartan Race. This U.S. championship event will feature over 4,500 racers competing, many on both Saturday and Sunday. For more info, visit Spartan.com. Go all out. We do.
From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, eastbound I-10 again closed. Exits 26A and 26B because of an 18-wheeler on its side completely blocking the roadways from 10:30 last night. Moffitt and University, Three Notch and McDonald, Airport and Albertson, and Schillinger and Tanner Williams. Other accidents trying to clear. Kick off your St. Patrick's Day with the Jameson Whiskey Pairing Dinner at the Trellis Room at the Battle House tomorrow night. Enjoy a four-course dinner for $55. They've got room. Call 338-5403. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 722 FM Talk 1065. The posted time to clean up the lemons is 9 this morning. I-10 eastbound. You had a tractor trailer last night tump over. Mm-hmm. If you're new to if you're traveling through the area, tump is a word we use around here. I will, if you want to text me, I'll define it for you. But yeah, the rest of us know. So the truck tumped over, full of lemons, and that's what was getting me. So the wreck happened 10:30, 11 o'clock last night, and when we started in here this morning, early before the show, I-10 eastbound was still closed. And I know there's got to be a reason, and I hope somebody who's in the know can let me know why they couldn't between 10:30, 11 o'clock last night to 6 this morning. You didn't have to bring hazmat crews in. It's lemons, y'all.
Mm-hmm. You can just pick them up, put them away. That's really strange.
Or just let all the trucks run over them and make lemonade.
Make lemonade out of it. Yeah. It smells good around there.
It is. So I think that's one of the marketing things that they could go with. The I-10 Wallace Tunnel now with lemon fresh scent. All right, 7:24 headlines with Kelly now.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. More help has arrived for tornado victims in Lee County, thanks to a winning lottery ticket. The unidentified South Carolina woman won $878 million in the biggest jackpot payout to one winner in U.S. history. The woman issued a statement through her lawyer saying she was giving money to the City of Simpsonville Arts Center, the 1SC Fund for Hurricane Relief, and a relief fund for victims of the recent Alabama tornadoes. The woman says that she purchased the ticket after seeing a sign advertising the jackpot at the KC Mart in Simpsonville. So the woman picked a one-time payment of $878 million for that Mega Millions jackpot instead of taking the $1.5 billion jackpot over 30 years. This morning, the Associated Press is reporting that Robert Earl Counsell, he's the Alabama inmate who refused to eat or drink, has ended his hunger strike. He claimed he was being unjustifiably contained in solitary confinement. Counsell started his hunger strike last week at the Holman Correctional Facility. His attorney says the counsel was moved on Tuesday to the Kilby Correctional Facility, where he is being medically examined and is expected to return to the general prison population. Counsell was sentenced to life without parole back in 1995 for murder. He was previously held at the St. Clair Correctional Facility and transferred to solitary confinement in late February after a contraband search. His attorney says that he has spent more than 4 years in solitary solitary confinement. The Alabama Department of Corrections is not commenting at this hour on what prompted that move to solitary confinement. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
And thank you, Kelly. 725 FM Talk 106.5. About 10 minutes away, a little less than 10 minutes away from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. And a forecast for the weekend with all the stuff going on with Arts and Crafts Festival, St. Patrick's Day, all those good things. Plus a weekend weather scale. He'll hang a number on the weekend coming up in just a little bit. Right now, let's check in with Larry Kirby at LCM. Hey, Larry.
Morning, Sean. How are you this morning?
I'm great. And you got great news for people looking for diesel trucks. These are hard to find. You've got a bunch of diesels right now.
Absolutely. Right now, we'll have five available before the day's over. We've got three on the ground right now, and two will be here about lunchtime. One of them is a 2005 Dodge diesel dually, really extra clean, really low mileage for the year model. We got an 05 three-quarter ton four-wheel drive. We got a 14 Ford XL, which is a work truck long wheelbase diesel. And we've got two 17s. We've got a 17 Ford Crew Cab FX4 package and a Dodge Laramie diesel.
Man,
three-quarter ton.
That's awesome. People want to come out and check out those vehicles while they're there. Also, talk a little financing.
Absolutely. They come see us at Highway 90 West at Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
All right. Y'all got something to haul. Go see Larry. He's got the diesels. Thanks, man.
It will haul and pull. Yeah.
That's for sure. It's Larry Kirby at LCM. 726 FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, I mentioned Arts and Crafts Festival opening up today. And it's today at 10, and it goes through Sunday. I think it's 10. Yeah, it starts at 10 each morning because you don't want to be up early looking at sculptures or artwork, so you wait till 10 in the morning. the lighting is better for the artwork by that time. So it's 10 to 5 today, tomorrow, and Sunday. I was talking about this last hour. You don't ever know when the regulations will change out there.
Mm-hmm.
So while I'd like to tell you that I've spent all my time buying, watercolors or oil paintings or sculptures, which I do like. I like art at the Fairhope Arts and Crafts Festival. But I'm more on the craft side, mm-hmm. and really only one craft.
What's that?
It's the craft of rubber band guns. And there are some of the finest rubber band gun smiths mm-hmm. ever. They come together at the Arts and Crafts Festival. And I may or may not own between 0 and 12 rubber band guns. And I never know when the regulations will change and will only be limited to a single barrel rubber band gun.
Yeah. I mean,
so while I can, I'm going to go get... I know they have... One of the classics is the double barrel rubber band gun. If you've never seen this, y'all, you got the wooden rubber band gun and then the firing mechanism. You put the rubber band on the end, you stretch it back, and the trigger mechanism is the clothespin.
Yeah.
Now, what I'll do is I'll take them and sand them down a little bit to have a little bit of a lighter trigger on my rubber band gun to give myself an advantage, if I had one, to give myself an advantage in any kind of intra-house combat. Mm-hmm. With my 8-year-old, so
probably a good place to do some modifications. Also, if you've already got a rubber band gun,
make sure the mods are legal.
Yeah, the clothespin sometimes can break on you.
That's right.
On levels of use, and hopefully they sell ammo also. Because sometimes those rubber bands start to get old, start breaking a little bit,
and that's when you have friendly fire incidents. When you're stretching the rubber band, it pops and hits you in the face.
Ow!
So I've heard. I mean, probably wouldn't encourage any behavior like that. I'm sure there'll be an email or a text waiting for me. That's dangerous. Oh, well, I live on the edge, y'all. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams on the way. We'll check in with News 5 right now.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Crews worked through the night to clear a wreck on eastbound I-10 that had traffic backed up several hours overnight. A semi overturned just before the entrance to the Wallace Tunnel in the eastbound lanes of I-10. Another accident, this one in Daphne, where a truck went through the guardrail and ended up in a gully between Highway 90 and North Main Street near the Jubilee Square Shopping Center. Daphne police said the driver of the pickup left the scene. Two people accused of dealing drugs have been arrested in Santa Rosa County, Florida. More than 30 pounds of marijuana,
pot brownies, gummies, and cartridges. Deputies say the people who were selling the drugs were targeting kids. Tracy Farley and Tanner Dowdle are in custody. A third person was also arrested but has not been identified. Deputies say they also seized two guns during the bust. The long-awaited Veterans Administration outpatient clinic in Tillman's Corner is just days from opening. A ribbon cutting will be held Monday on the new 65,000-square-foot facility on Demetropolis Road. The VA clinic will take the place of the outpatient clinic on Spring Hill Avenue. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Come in right now to Mike Ward's Liberty Safes for the annual clearance sale on all 2018 Liberty Safes with round pins in stock.
With 10% savings and new lower pickup prices, you won't be disappointed.
Liberty Safes have you covered with a lifetime warranty replacement for fire or theft, and delivery is available on request. With 12 months, no interest with approved credit, you can own a Liberty Safe today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe. And guys, lock them up.
Special report, Mosque Massacre in New Zealand. I'm John Trout. World leaders have expressed condolences and condemnation following the deadly attacks in the city of Christchurch, New Zealand. Muslim leaders said the mass shooting was evidence of a rising tide of violent anti-Islam sentiment. Correspondent Anna Corrin watched video the alleged suspect posted on YouTube, which has since been removed from the social media platform.
This gunman, he was wearing a helmet camera, and as we say, this was live streamed. I watched the full 17 minutes of him arriving at the mosque, taking out his weaponry, these semi-automatic weapons, walking inside this mosque, mowing down dozens and dozens of people.
49 people died in the attacks at two separate mosques in the picturesque South Island city. 48 people with gunshot wounds are being treated at this hour. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Facebook is still not saying exactly what caused an 11-hour outage that lasted into yesterday morning. The social network says the disruption, which affected users and advertisers worldwide, resulted from a server configuration change. It offered no further details. Tesla has introduced the Model Y, an SUV it hopes will win over people who want all-electric transportation in the form of the most popular segment of the auto market. The $39,000 base Model Y is expected to be a major test to see if Tesla can expand into the mainstream market. If it does that, it may be able to generate enough cash to repay the massive debts that threaten to topple the company. The Treasury official nominated by President Trump to be the next president of the World Bank has cleared a major hurdle, with nominations for the position closing with no other candidates emerging. David Malpass is currently the Undersecretary for International Affairs at Treasury. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
24/7, 365. You're up and at 'em every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit lumberliquidators.com for a store near you.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now,
weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
And 735 FM Talk 106.5. We're having a discussion off air here with staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, about the lemons at the tunnel. If they just let them run over the lemons, now the Wallace Tunnel would have lemon fresh scent. Wouldn't mm-hmm. that be nice? You'd go through
Yes.
This
kind
is
of slippery, wouldn't it?
It's not banana peels. Dalton said the same thing. If it was bananas, it'd be a bigger issue. Lemons, I think you get traction on some lemons. All right, looking outside, clouds hanging around, and maybe cooler temps on the way, Dr. Bill?
Yeah, well, it's cooled off quite a bit. We were in the low 70s around 5 o'clock this morning, and now it's well down in the 60s, and going to stay that way today. The cold front has moved through and is going to move offshore. However, in the upper atmosphere, we still expect moisture and some clouds today, and there's a possibility of a little bit of light rain. Right now, we do have a line of light showers across southeast Mississippi, so that will be affecting us today. And tonight, an upper air disturbance will move through, and that means some more showers, and but we'll cool into the upper 40s late tonight. And then as for the weekend, for Saturday, mostly cloudy. And a series of disturbances will move across the coast, and that could produce a few periods of light rain. So mostly cloudy skies and kind of cool tomorrow, only 58 for the high temperature tomorrow afternoon. Now, tomorrow night, we will see temperatures down around 40 degrees. That means that some areas could be in the upper 30s for Saturday night into Sunday morning. But Sunday looks like the best day of the weekend. It'll be partly cloudy, around 65 degrees, so that should be rather comfortable, and then cooling down into the mid-40s Sunday night. And after that, some really nice weather for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Plenty of sunshine with high temperatures in the mid to upper 60s and lows in the 40s. So we have some dry weather that will carry through the middle of next week, starting on Sunday.
All right. Well, that's good news, and hopefully you can get out and enjoy some of that. And the weekend is not all bad here. I mean, you've got a lot of stuff going on. You've got St. Patrick's Day on Sunday, the Fairhope Arts and Crafts Festival kicking off this morning at 10 o'clock. I just got a note on the text line here. The Twilight Music Festival, this is going on, music, arts, crafts, and more. That's happening at the Halstead Amphitheater at Coastal Community College. So all kind of events for this weekend. So I guess it's time to start talking about a number for this with your semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale. Dr. Bill, that lies between 1 and 2. What do you say?
Well, we have, of course, some cool temperatures. In fact, rather chilly Saturday night and some cloud cover for Saturday. And also the possibility of a little bit of light rain here and there. So with all that, I'll go with a 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
6820.
All right. It could be worse.
That's right.
And we'll take it. So pretty much Sunday is going to be our better of the 2 days.
Sunday would be the best day by far, but Saturday not bad. Again, any rain that we get on Saturday would be just a little light shower, and therefore if you've got to be outside, it shouldn't be that much of a problem.
I want to point out, too, that, it could have been like back in 1993 when we were enduring the storm of the century on this day. So, we'll take this. We'll take a little bit of rain. That's good. All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. The 93 Superstorm, this one, a lot of us remember this, brought snow the whole way down here to Mobile. I was a student at the University of Alabama at that point. We had over a foot of snow in Tuscaloosa.
Really? A foot of snow in Tuscaloosa?
In T-Town. I mean, it was, for a college kid with not much to do, I had to work at the radio station some, it was delightful.
Did you break out the sleds or have to go find some sleds?
Yes, we actually, I think the statute of limitations has passed. We had a baby pool that we had in the back of our our squalid rental house where we lived, and we hooked it up with some rope to the back of my truck, and we hauled it through the streets of our neighborhood and some places on campus with girls and whatever guy could get in the back there with them in the baby pool.
Awesome. I think baby pools might be the most useful thing you can have in college.
How I'm two human beings, fathers, I don't know. But father, I don't know, but I made it through. All right, 740 coming right back. We'll check traffic with Kane.
If you're ready to join the growing trend of tooling around town or the neighborhood in a golf cart, Cart Doctor says now is the time to buy during Cart Doctor's spring sale, featuring all street legal carts at the very best prices of the year. But hurry, these sale prices are good only through March. Street legal carts are fun, safe, and more convenient than your car. The golf cart lifestyle is becoming more popular. You see them everywhere, and with that popularity comes more cart ordinance enforcement. So be safe, be legal, be street legal with a new cart from Cart Doctor. Trisha and Steven are ready to make a deal, and you're sure to find the perfect cart from their enormous inventory with brands like Tomberlin, Star, and the all-new Icon models. All street legal and all on sale now. Choose from standard carts or upgrade to luxury models. Join the golf cart lifestyle at a great price now at Cart Doctor on Highway 90 in Theodore, Alabama's only Tomberlin and Icon dealer. Cart Doctor.
From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, closed I-10 eastbound just outside the George Wallace Tunnel exits 26A and 26B. They've got that 18-wheeler on its side from last night. Cody, between Ziegler and Old Shell, have got another accident clearing. Three Notch and McDonald, Moffitt and University, Airport and Albertson, and Schillinger and Tanner Williams all on the roadways. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive in Mobile can help when you've had those dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate. With over 40 years' experience, it's Bay City Collision. Find them on Facebook and call 666-6566. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 740 FM Talk 106.5. Coming up in just a little bit, our buddy Alec Naiman joins us for What's Cooking, so be ready for that. Hopefully we get some corned beef and cabbage, but the guy can hope. Here's Kelly with headlines.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Score one for the good guys, our men and women in uniform, our police, and your local TV news. As 24 hours after being featured on the news, a man accused of swiping a vehicle has been arrested and booked into Metro Jail. Alan Sprinkle is now charged with theft and criminal trespassing. Mobile police say that last month, the 20-year-old stole a pickup truck which was left running at a salvage business on the I-65 West Service Road north of Moffitt Road. An alert witness identified him from surveillance video. As always, if you know of a crime, you're encouraged to give Crime Stoppers a call at 251-208-7211, and you do have the option to remain anonymous. Social media woes for millions of Facebook and Instagram users as outages across the social media giants' platforms leaves many wanting to hit the thumbs down emoji. As of Thursday morning, IG was running again, but this was day two for Facebook, which owns Instagram, to experience these internet issues. Downdetector.com is a crowdsourcing site, and it tracks internet outages, and it showed a concentration of Facebook outages in the Northeast as of Thursday morning. The platform experienced one of its greatest outages in its history on Wednesday, when users on the East Coast, the West Coast, the Southeast, and Europe all reported issues with uploading photos or posts, or the inability to even log into the site at all. As of Thursday, downdetector.com showed 37% of the problems were related to login, 32% were related to loading the news feed, and 30% a total blackout. Facebook owns Instagram and WhatsApp, and all experienced such issues. Get this, Instagram was forced to turn to Twitter and tweet out a message that they were back in business if their platform was restored. According to the BBC, the outage is the worst in Facebook history. The last time the social media network had this type of disruption, it was 2008, when they only had 150 million users. As of today, there are 2.3 billion monthly users as of right now. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
If you have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell, let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Kingens Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do.
We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingin's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
This information update is brought to you by Mobile Mechanical, your full-line sales and service Quincy compressor distributor, serving the Gulf Coast for over 36 years. Phone 653-6948 for Mobile Mechanical.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A Santa Rosa County deputy is recovering after being hit by a car. Two people remain in the Santa Rosa County Jail charged with the crime. Arthur Buchholz is charged with hit and run, eluding police, and aggravated battery. The other suspect, Amber Holder, faces an aggravated battery charge as well. The two were trying to pick up a child at the T.R. Jackson Pre-K Center, but weren't authorized to do so. When the deputy tried to stop their car, he was hit as they sped away.
He's doing about 40 miles an hour. I don't know how fast he was going, but it was what it looked like.
The deputy was being treated at a hospital. Three people are in custody following a police chase that started in Mobile Thursday night. It ended in Pritchard near Dunlap Circle and Wilson Avenue. No word if there were any injuries. Police have not yet identified the people arrested. The 67th Annual Arts and Crafts Festival kicks off in Fairhope this morning. More than 600 people applied for a coveted spot there, but only about 250 made the cut. The event gets national attention. There's no parking in the major downtown streets. The festival starts at 10 o'clock. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Fairhope was founded as a model community, promising equality and cooperation. 9 years later, Century Bank began with a similar philosophy: treat people fairly and with respect. Now Century Bank is proud to open our newest location in Fairhope at 861 Edwards Avenue. Come celebrate our grand opening this month. We'll have great prizes and giveaways. Plus, we'll be collecting food items for our friends at Prodigy Pantry. Century Bank. We take banking personally. Member FDIC.
Good morning, 746 here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Auburn basketball moving on to the SEC Tournament quarterfinals after defeating number 12 seed Missouri yesterday, 81-71. Senior Bryce Brown led Auburn with 17 points, all in the second half, helping to end a four-year drought at the SEC Tournament. Auburn's last conference tournament win came back in 2015. Alabama also headed to the quarterfinals after staging a huge comeback to upset number 7 seed Ole Miss, 62-57. The Tide were down 38-24 at halftime, but outscored Ole Miss 38-19 in the second half to pull off the upset and help their odds of getting into the NCAA tournament. In the other games, number 8 seed Florida cruised past Arkansas, 66-50, and Mississippi State easily handled Texas A&M, 80-54. Today, the quarterfinals action begins at noon with number 8 seed Florida going against top-seeded LSU. Around 2:30, Auburn, who's the 5 seed, faces 4th-seeded South Carolina. The Tigers lost their only matchup in the regular season, 80-77 in South Carolina, but the Tigers favored by 8 points today. The game will, of course, air right here on FM Talk 106.5. You can hear Rod Bramlett and Sonny Smith on the call, beginning with the pregame show at 2 p.m., immediately following Midday Mobile. At 6 p.m., Alabama faces a huge test in number 2 seed Kentucky. It's a battle between the lowest-seeded team remaining and the four-time SEC tournament defending champions. The Tide upset Kentucky 77-75 in Tuscaloosa in their only meeting of the season. And to wrap up the day, at around 8:30, number 3 seed Tennessee takes on number 6 seed Mississippi State. Both the South Alabama Jaguars men's and women's basketball teams just keep on winning. The men's team upset Louisiana 70-69 after Roderick Sykes hit the go-ahead free throw with under 5 seconds to play, and the Raging Cajuns missed their final shot at the buzzer. Now the Jags are heading into the quarterfinals today to take on number 4 seed Texas State. That game is scheduled to begin at 5 p.m. in Lakefront Arena in New Orleans. The women's team went to overtime against their rival, Troy University, and proceeded to outscore the Trojans 18-5 in the extra period to win 87-74 and move into the tournament semifinals round. The 8th-seeded USA Jags will meet the 2nd-seeded UT Arlington Mavericks with a spot in the SBC Championship game on the line. They're scheduled to begin around 2 p.m. this afternoon. South Alabama baseball and softball are both back on the field beginning today with a 3-game series against Texas State. The baseball and softball teams each play game 1 tonight on their home fields. The softball game is scheduled to begin at 6, while the baseball game is set to begin at 6:30. And in NFL free agency news, the Oakland Raiders have released former Alabama and St. Paul's quarterback A.J. McCarron. McCarron will now test the NFL free agency waters. Oakland also released veteran wide receiver Jordy Nelson. Teddy Bridgewater is returning to the New Orleans Saints on a one-year deal. The backup quarterback was reportedly considering signing with his hometown Miami Dolphins. And the New York Giants signed wide receiver Golden Tate to a four-year, $37.5 million deal. 10 minutes till 8 now. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, it won't be anytime soon that the eastbound lanes of the George Wallace Tunnel are open. They've got that 18-wheeler still on its side. Moffitt and University, Three Notch and McDonald, and Cody between Ziegler and Old Shell are the latest accident still in the roadway. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road in Mobile with great deals on their 2018 display models. Ask about their free furniture packages with your new home. You can pre-qualify online at mobilehomecenter.ms. Call 649-2077. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 65 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for occasional showers. It will be cooler with temperatures in the lower 60s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with occasional showers and highs in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
752 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. Sean Dalton, Dr. Bill Kane with traffic. Of course, you on the text line and on the phone line at 343-0106. And cooling down throughout the day. High today just around 63. We'll check more with Dr. Bill coming up right now. Headlines with Kelly. Plus coming up, Alec Naiman next.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065. A food recall in effect this morning may impact your dinner plans this evening, as Butterball is recalling 39 tons of ground turkey products due to potential salmonella contamination. Their prepackaged raw ground turkey was produced July 7th of last year, and all products have a use or sell-by date of July 26th of 2018. The issue is that many consumers may have this product in a deep freezer, and the USDA does not want you to eat it. The recalled products were shipped to institutional and retail locations nationwide. Look out for the Butterball brand, as well as Kroger and Food Lion as well. They're also a part of this recall. Diarrhea, abdominal cramps, and fever, well, that happens within 12 to 72 hours. Those are some of the symptoms you could experience if you do have a salmonella contamination situation. Symptoms usually last 4 to 7 days, and some people, though, they need to be hospitalized. The products were linked to 4 illnesses at one residential facility in Wisconsin and then an illness in Minnesota, according to USDA. The ground turkey samples in all cases in both states tested positive for salmonella. So here's what what you need to look out for. July 26, 2018, and look for the establishment number P7345. Great news if you're looking for a job, an upcoming job fair being held, and it's absolutely free. The Baldwin County Career and Job Fair is next Tuesday, March 19th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Daphne Civic Center. More than 40 employers from a wide range of industries in both Mobile and Baldwin counties are ready to meet you. There'll also be seminars about free training and grant opportunities for job seekers. All of this is free and open to the public. Don't forget your resume. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 754 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Getting ready for a big weekend ahead. Arts and Crafts Festival, St. Patrick's Day, music festivals, and a whole bunch more going on this weekend. So it's time to figure out what we're cooking in amongst all the activities. That's when we check in with our buddy Alec Naaman at Naaman's Catering. Hey, Alec.
Hey, good morning, man. Happy St. Patty's Day weekend to you, sir.
Okay, you don't try to kiss up right now because you know I thought we'd do some kind of corned beef and cabbage, something with Irish butter in it or something, and you've got almond cake with berries and cream, which I dig, but it's not what I thought we'd do.
Man, I'm going to bake you an Irish potato. How about that?
Hey, I like that. Hey, it's I'm in for that. And then after for dessert, we'll have the almond cake with berries and cream.
Hey, man, that's what I'm talking about. Listen, we done cooked so much corned beef and cabbage this week, I don't want none. Even my St. Patty Day guys on Saturday want ribeye steaks, okay? They don't even want corned beef and cabbage.
I'd go for that, too. But when you talk almond cake, that sounds fantastic. Walk us through this.
Well, man, listen, I like this. It's a really, really good cake. And do I get my little round baking dish, you know, my little cake pans out, you know, I spray them with a little Pam, and then I put some parchment paper down, all right, I get myself ready, all right, and then what I do is I take a little powdered sugar and some eggs and some egg whites, and I grate me a little lemon peel and some orange peel in there, then I add my little almond flour to it, or the almond meal, whichever one you like to use. Little pinch of cinnamon, that kind of stuff. And I go to whipping that up, you know. I get that all whipped up, you know, make it really smooth, and I pour it in the pan, you know. And I go to baking it and all that kind of stuff. But then I get to make my icing. I take some cream and some vanilla and some cinnamon and some... And all that kind of stuff, and I whip that all up until it gets really, really smooth and fluffy, and it fluffs all up and everything. So when the cakes come out, I cool them, I drop them on my little cake rack, and I let them cool down, and I put them together, and I put this cream all over the top of it, and then I serve it with all kind of berries, like raspberries and blackberries and blueberry, whatever you want. I call that my almond cake with berries and cream. What do you think? You like that?
Oh, yeah. I'm pulling up a chair at the table for that. And even better is having you cook that for us or any of the other hundreds of recipes other than corned beef and cabbage at Naaman's Catering.
Hey, man, we can do that. Listen, you know, we do have a big weekend. Got to step my Jags playing out at Stanky tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday. All right? So you got to come out there. Let me give you one of them go Jags. But then we also got next week the Festival Flowers coming up. And the week after that, we got the Chocolate Festival coming up. Great events serving some great causes. And I ask everybody to come on out and join us because we're going to be out there for the next couple weeks having a good time.
Sounds good.
So call me, 473-3900. Look me up on the web at namanscatering.com and give us a like on Facebook. You know, can you do all that now? Can you do that?
You know I can. Happy St. Pat's Day.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
And be Irish for a change.
Yeah, that's right.